Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday afternoon, December 22nd, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Perfect Climate and Lewis Plumbing merge for better customer care. Perfect Climate Heating, Air, and Plumbing has recently acquired Lewis Plumbing, Heating, and AC, merging two reputable companies to enhance customer care. This integration allows for a unified approach to addressing homeowners' heating, cooling, plumbing, and indoor air quality needs. With 24/7 emergency service now available, customers can rely on prompt assistance at any time. Former Lewis Plumbing customers will experience a seamless transition, with existing warranties and service agreements being honored. Perfect Climate remains committed to fair pricing, transparent solutions, and dependable service, ensuring consistent comfort and peace of mind for all homeowners. Contact Perfect Climate Heating, Air, and Plumbing today for all your HVAC and plumbing needs. Tariff shifts and the future of Southern California logistics. As changing U.S. tariff structures reshape global supply chains, the Inland Empire Wine Country region is recognized for its strategic logistical environment. Proximity to ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, strong distribution infrastructure, and warehousing capacity play a key role. The region's location in a foreign trade zone allows for deferred or reduced duty costs on imports. The Southern California Wine Country EDC, serving Temecula, Menifee, Lake Elsinore, and southwestern Riverside County, has been fostering sustainable growth and innovation for over 30 years.
Defense news breaks. ParaZero Technologies Ltd., NASDAQ PO, completes first live defend air demonstration in Europe. ParaZero Technologies Ltd., traded on NASDAQ under the symbol PRZO, recently completed its first live defend air counter unmanned aerial system demonstration in Europe. The event, attended by senior military officers from NATO member states, showcased DefendAir's ability to neutralize hostile drones in real-world scenarios. This demonstration highlighted the system's rapid deployment, precision targeting, and effectiveness in complex environments. ParaZero's strategic expansion across NATO markets is evident as they continue to advance their innovative solutions for the global manned and unmanned aerial systems industry. For more information about ParaZero Technologies, visit their website at parazero.com. Mining news breaks. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc., OOP, reports initial assay results from Murdoch Mountain property in Nevada. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. has reported the initial assay results from its Murdoch Mountain property in Nevada. The results from three drill holes targeting the upper phosphatic zone showed phosphate grades ranging from 10.23% to 11.2% P2O5 over thicknesses of approximately 4.7 to 5.12 meters, aligning with the company's geological model. Additional assay results and analyses are expected to be released soon. NOP is a junior exploration company with a large-scale organic sedimentary phosphate project in North America. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Investor news breaks. Transcode Therapeutics, Inc., NASDAQ RNAZ, appoints Jack E. Stover to Board of Directors. Transcode Therapeutics, Inc., RNAZ, has appointed Jack E. Stover to its Board of Directors, where he will serve on the Audit Committee and the Nominating Committee. Mr. Stover brings over 30 years of executive leadership experience in life sciences companies and is expected to provide operational, financial, and strategic expertise as Transcode advances its RNA and immuno-oncology pipeline for the treatment of high-risk and advanced cancers. The company is focused on treating metastatic disease through the intelligent design and effective delivery of RNA therapeutics. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform providing press release syndication for private and public companies and the investment community. Investor News Breaks Foremost Clean Energy Litid, NASDAQ FMST, FFAT, plans $9 million 2026 exploration program. Focused on Athabasca Basin uranium, Foremost Clean Energy Litid, FET, has announced plans for a $9 million exploration program in 2026 focused on advancing its Athabasca Basin uranium portfolio. The program will include winter and summer drilling at Hatchet Lake and Turkey Lake, as well as continued work on the Jean Lake Gold Project in Manitoba. With strong data sets and a focused capital deployment strategy, Foremost Clean Energy is poised for significant discoveries in the coming year.
Investor News Breaks, Wearable Devices Ltd., WLDS, WLDSW, introduces updates to simplify gesture-based interaction across smart devices. Wearable Devices LSW has introduced updates to simplify and standardize gesture-based interaction across smart glasses. The updates include customized presets and expanded compatibility of the Mudra Link application on select smart glasses models. These updates aim to reduce onboarding friction, shorten setup time, and deliver a consistent user experience by enabling immediate usability, streamlined onboarding directly on the glasses, and familiar gesture controls across supported devices. Wearable Devices, a growth company pioneering human-computer interaction, is shaping the future of seamless user experiences in the XR ecosystem with its AI-powered neural input touchless technology. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at hlhibn.fms.
Stonegate updates coverage on Hooker Furniture Corporation, NASDAQ HOFT, Q3 FY26. Stonegate Capital Partners updates their coverage on Hooker Furniture Corporation for Q3 FY26. HOFT reported revenue of $70.7 million, operating income of $16.3 million, and adjusted EPS of $1.99, falling short of expectations. The decline in revenue was mainly due to the sale of the HMI business segment. However, Hooker branded net sales and domestic upholstery showed growth, indicating resilience in legacy brands. Gross margins improved to 25.6% post-sale. Despite one-time charges impacting profitability, management remains focused on overcoming market challenges and returning to profitability. Key highlights include the sale of two HMI brands, growth in gross margins, and anticipation for the upcoming Margaritaville launch. Defense News Breaks, SafePro Group Inc. ASDIC deploys upgraded AI algorithms for drone operations in GPS-denied environments. SafePro Group Inc., traded on NASDAQ under the symbol ESPE, has deployed upgraded AI algorithms to its SafePro object threat detection technology for drone operations in GPS-denied environments. These enhancements allow for rapid battlefield image analysis, 2D and 3D modeling, and explosive threat detection from any drone video feed. The technology was developed based on real-world exercises in Ukraine and will be showcased at the U.S. Army 2026 Concept-Focused Warfighter Experiment. SafePro Group specializes in AI solutions for drone imagery processing, providing safer and more efficient identification of explosive threats. For more information, visit safeprogroup.com. Platinum climbs to highest level in 17 years as supply tightens. Platinum has reached its highest price level in 17 years due to tightening supply and increased trading activity on a new futures contract in China. Spot contracts have been rising approximately 2% daily since last Thursday, with a 1.9% increase on Wednesday. Major platinum producers like Platinum Group Metals Ltd. will be closely monitoring these market shifts. Roxen Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit roxenstocks.news. Holiday Gifting, Refined, Rug Wild Beauty's high-efficacy organic skincare. This holiday season, discerning gift givers are turning to Rug Wild Beauty, the award-winning organic skincare brand rooted in one of the UK's most progressive organic estates. Crafted on the historic Rug Estate in North Wales, Rug Wild Beauty delivers high-performance skincare powered by wild-foraged botanicals, organically grown ingredients, and clinically proven actives. Each formulation is designed to nourish, protect, and restore the skin while respecting the natural world. Rug Wild Beauty's products, including facial oils, serums, and creams, harness the antioxidant power of estate-grown ingredients like sea buckthorn and chamomile. Founded on sustainability and performance, the brand offers luxurious skincare without compromise, free from synthetic fragrances and harsh chemicals. Rug Wild Beauty is the ideal choice for conscious consumers seeking meaningful, elevated gifts this holiday season. NeuroOne appoints Jason Mills to the board of directors. NeuroOne Medical Technologies Corporation has appointed Jason Mills to its board of directors, effective December 18, 2025. Mills, currently the Executive Vice President of Strategy at Penumbra Inc., brings extensive experience in medtech research and corporate leadership. With a background in medtech investment analysis and a track record of success, Mills will provide valuable insights and expertise to NeuroOne as they work towards their clinical and corporate goals. His appointment is expected to enhance the company's ability to transform the diagnosis and treatment of neurological disorders, ultimately creating more value for shareholders.
Charbone delivers its first load of clean UHP hydrogen in Ontario. Charbone Corporation has successfully delivered its first load of clean, ultra-high purity hydrogen to an independent distributor in Ontario, marking the start of revenue generation for its production division. This initial shipment confirms Charbone's ability to efficiently supply markets outside Quebec from the outset as part of its commercial launch. The company plans to expand its distribution network and strengthen its presence in industrial corridors across eastern Canada and the American Midwest. Due to limited access to reliable clean UHP hydrogen supply in North America and high demand for its product, Charbone does not disclose purchase order volumes or pricing to maintain its competitive position. Revenues from Charbone's businesses are reported quarterly on a consolidated basis.
Punyam Academy announces Christmas sale, flat 20% discount on any e-learning courses. Punyam Academy, the leading online destination for corporate training, management system solutions, and business improvement, is offering a flat 20% discount on all e-learning courses for their exclusive Christmas sale. This discount applies to auditor, and lead implementer training courses, as well as ISO documentation kits and training PPT kits. The first 100 customers can use the coupon code Christmas2025P20 at checkout on the Punyam Academy website. With a wide range of standards covered, including ISO 9001, 14001, 45001, and more, learners can enhance their professional skills and pursue new career paths. Punyam Academy has over a decade of experience in professional training and management system education with a global reach and strong credibility. Take advantage of this limited time offer from December 22nd to December 31st, 2025, to access high quality training and documentation products at a discounted rate.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.